Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Well, Lee, like it or not, the upstate is on fire and the word is out.
Yeah.
This is the place to move. Headline, Fox Business. This South Carolina community is becoming a housing hotspot. This is, of course, over the break, but we're getting caught up.
Yeah.
U.S. home buyers, according to Fox News, have been flocking to a fast-growing city situated within South Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains. They think we're in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Yeah. We're actually at the base. But yeah. Okay. According to the Census Bureau, the population in where? Greenville, which has become a regional business and manufacturing hub, increased by 4.1% in just 4 years. It's according to the 2020 census. Now, that's about 70,720 people at the beginning to 74,371. But that's a big jump anytime you add 4% to your population bottom line. And it's causing kind of a shock in the home industry, limited inventory in many instances. And they're saying the average price of a home across the board because of it has gone up 5.4% year over year. So if you own a home here, on average, it's worth 5.4% more than it was a year ago. That's how intense the demand is, Lee.
Yep. Not surprising.
No. So the home number of homes for sale is up 22% year over year. That's good, but we're not adding to the housing stock fast enough to even be able to keep up with it, with, you know, what is going on. And of course, there's, you know, this other headline, South Carolina, top spot for moving to in 2025, like the number one most moved to state. I can actually remember now just a few years ago when that was usually either Florida or Texas, mm-hmm. or a combination.
Yeah.
So we've been in the top five. We were behind. It was usually like Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and then South Carolina, but now we're number one. Yay.
Well, there's good news and bad news, as always. So.
Right, because, you know, I moved here and want to slam the door, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want any more of these people coming in here, messing the place up.
That's right.
But the good news, and I said this a little bit earlier in the show, there was a study of this about a year ago, is that a lot of folks automatically assume, oh, these are blue Democrat voters, they're going to come mess up my state, and I'm going to move again. No, the partisan mix is pretty much identical to what the state already is. In fact, it's slightly more red than the state. So at least culturally, South Carolina is not going to change a lot, unless you just want to hear a Southern accent. You're not going to hear that so much anymore, but,
well, shucks.
Yeah, really. Gosh darn. So y'all. Say that with me. Gosh darn y'all.
Yes.
You spell that Y apostrophe A-L-L, y'all.
Well, that
with a seem... drawl.
Yeah. If you use apostrophes, which we don't.
We don't, right? It's just whatever.
Y'all is not an apostrophed word as far as I'm concerned.
I guess that's how us Northerners spell it. You know, us Northerners from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Way up there. Yankees, if you will.
Yes, north of the Greenville County line.
Yes. So, but anyway, Move Buddha's analysis showed that a South Carolina city was the number one place to move to this year for the whole country. USA Today reporting, and that is, of course, Greenville. So there you go. It's funny we were talking about this. One year I made the mistake when the kids were still little enough to have toys under the tree, so not too many years ago, of running out to, and it's since shut down, the Toys R Us on Green on Woodruff Road, Lee.
Yeah.
I thought, last minute, I'll grab it. 3 hours later, I returned home with it. That's how long it took me during the holiday season to make my way down Woodruff Road and back. And now my husband and I, like, joke about it. Like, you know, we just don't even, won't even go on Woodruff Road near the holidays. There's just no point. It's just too crazy. It's too crowded.
Yep.
It's too jammed to the gills, so.
Yeah, just try to get into Costco.
Yeah, really.
on the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I've told him I'd rather drive to another county and go there.
It might not take you as long. That's true.
Well, I know.
Well, I tell you, in Anderson County, I'm beginning, it's not anywhere near as serious as it is in Greenville, but I'm seeing a huge increase in traffic in a lot of the areas. And honestly, I'm almost at the point where I'm about ready to start taking the interstate to get to Anderson. So,
yeah. Now, that's fraught with peril, too.
Yes, there. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're starting to have these like big city kinds of problems, like driving through the front of the Viva Chicken because you didn't see it there.
Yeah, well.
Glad nobody got killed on that one.
Yeah.
But still, it looks like 8 or 9 injured, depending on which news report that you believe. I know you've been talking about it.
Yeah, apparently nothing seriously injured, but it's, you know, if you get struck by an SUV sitting at the Viva Chicken on Pelham Road, that's pretty serious.
Yes. And apparently, God bless him, a 70-year-old driver did not see it there or something. Don't they use pretty bright colors?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I thought, okay. Well, I suppose it's always possible to hit the gas instead of the brake.
There is that.
Well,
multiple pedals down there, at least 2.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up on the show, we have been, as a family, Stranger Things fans since it started.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the first season of Stranger Things, it's truly like a great epic American production. I mean, just... So we were looking forward to the 5th season coming out over Christmas and watching it together.
Something tells me there's a butt involved here.
Oh my gosh. How have things changed in the last 10 years? And the stuff coming out on Netflix now... Netflix is going the Budweiser direction, Lee. They're going to try it and see if it works.
Oh, okay.
They're going to throw in a little Cracker Barrel, see what they can drum up. Netflix, and you could see this watching Stranger Things, which was absolutely decimated by the writers. I mean, it became a production. Let me just put it this way. When the final battle for the world with Vecna takes less minutes than the coming out scene before the battle to save the world, we got a problem.
Sounds like we're still in the wake of the wokeism.
Yeah. Yeah. So to picture, the end of the world is coming. It's a wormhole and the two universes are about to smash into each other, potentially destroying the Earth or at least, changing it forever in a really bad way.
By the way, spoiler alert there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you how that ended.
Yeah.
But they paused the whole thing for a 10-minute long coming out meeting with one of the actors, his character. Now, this is supposed to be in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole shtick of Stranger Things is how... true it is to the 80s. And one of the things I love is just watching this, things from my childhood that you see and the games and stuff like that that are all, you know, on there, and they bring back the nostalgia. Grown men crying at the beauty of another man coming out as gay for 10 damn minutes while the world potentially any second could evaporate. My husband, Lee, has had a subscription to Netflix since they still they mailed you the discs.
Oh, yeah,
in the mail. That's how long we've had a Netflix subscription, continuously, by the way. And then I inherited it when I married him. Some women, you know, inherited millions of dollars.
Like real estate.
You know? Real estate. I got a Netflix subscription. I really loved the guy, though. But anyway, so yeah, I go into our jointly inherited co-owned Netflix subscription was canceled over Christmas.
Oh, dear.
We gave up. And apparently they're giving up on making money. You should know this. They did that SEC filing where they say that their primary commitment now is not to producing great content or even to making money, but it is to DEI. They actually wrote that. Inclusion is the most important thing at Netflix, and it's fused into everything that they do. The reason they have to disclose that is because it might affect the stock price.
Might? Mm-hmm. I think it will.
Yes. So I'm kind of wondering if you're noticing the same thing. And an incredible article, Lee, on what is causing this. Men have been all but banned as writers and directors at Netflix. So you can't get a job there pretty much anymore, which means if you are the best writer of your generation, the best director, the best producer, you ain't working there if you're white and a male. And if you happen to be the most talented, oh, well.
Well, this has been coming for quite some time, and it's got to the point where if you're watching science fiction, action adventure, whatever type of thing that you're, the hero is going to be a woman.
Yep.
And the villain will be a man, most likely a white man.
Uh huh.
And listen, I've got no problem with, you know, female lead characters being the central voice. That's right. But it's like there's nothing but that these days.
And that's the problem. And the other problem that they have is when you drum out the best producers, writers of their generation because they're male, you're going to get a crappy product. Woke aside, you're just going to get a crappier product. And if you've noticed this with Netflix, like I'm always looking for stuff to watch while I'm on the treadmill to get me through my workout. And I'll see something new come up on Netflix and I'll be like, oh, that looks cool. That looks like something I would like. And I'll go run over to Rotten Tomatoes, which has ratings for everything, and it's all uniformly 30%, 40% by the audience. I mean, I won't watch anything unless it's at least 75. It's a waste of your time. It's not going to be good. They're producing absolute crap while telling everybody openly, we're not hiring white males. We don't want them anywhere near our productions, and it shows. So, we just forwarded through the coming out scene without audio.
I guess they didn't notice the fact that a political party in this country lost control because of that very same type of policy and mindset.
I know. Well, and this study just came out, too, of what they're doing. You cannot park your kid in front of Netflix anymore. 41% of the children's shows that are supposed to be G-rated for kids on Netflix had either blatant gay content, transgenderism, or demonic references. Many of them had all three, if not actual characters who were demons. So I don't know what the point of that is, but they're also warning even shows that you would think, okay, The Magic School Bus, Power Rangers, The Babysitter's Club, She-Ra, The Fairly Odd Parents, all of that, like, okay, yeah, I know that show. It's okay. No, it's not. They did the same thing they did with Stranger Things, which is push aside the characters you loved to write in gay characters who are new to the storyline and then to write storylines that are very gay friendly. That's exactly what they did to Stranger Things. The original characters that we loved who, you know, we didn't have all that woke, were shoved aside and their storyline shoved aside for gayer characters, coming out scenes. And then they finally got around to the fight for the world, which apparently was only secondary in importance to the coming out scene.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is the United States now at war with Venezuela?
There's not a war. I mean, we are at war against drug trafficking organizations. It's not a war against Venezuela. We are enforcing American laws with regards to oil sanctions. We have sanctioned entities. We go to court. We get a warrant. We seize those boats with oil. And that will continue. And we will continue to reserve the right to take strikes against drug boats that are bringing drugs towards the United States that are being operated by transnational criminal organizations, including the Cartel de los Soles. Of course, the leader of that cartel, is now in U.S. custody and facing U.S. justice in the Southern District of New York. And that's Nicolas Maduro.
Okay. Democrats doing what they do best, lying and lying and lying some more. To war, struck Venezuela right away. What are you talking about? Here's what happened, okay? This is what's going on. Democrats, not Trump, Democrats put a bounty on Maduro's head as a reward for what? Say it with me, because you could go right on my Twitter feed and look at the reward poster put out by Joe Biden. Put a reward on his head of $25 million for what? His arrest. For information leading to the, say it with me, arrest and or conviction of Nicolas Maduro Moros. That's from the DEA. Joe Biden, not Trump. Why would the Biden administration offer a $25 million reward for Maduro's arrest? Because he was under indictment and has been since 2020, when The Trump Justice Department indicted and charged him. He is a criminal. Just because he stole the election in Venezuela doesn't get him out of that. As we saw with Manuel Noriega. This is not hard to understand stuff, guys. It's very easy to understand. So, we just went in there and dropped some bombs because Trump rolled out of bed and thought, no. We got what's called a warrant for his arrest. But you just heard Rubio in there. What does Rubio say? Well, we got a warrant. We're currently blockading the oil. I mean, but you got a court order for that? Yeah, a court order for that. Why? Well, because they're also in violation of international sanctions that both the Democrats and the Republicans have upheld, not opposed, and voted for. It's just we never enforced them before. So what you just heard from Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State in there, is him saying, we went to court and got the order. What order? The one to stop the ships. This is not hard stuff, folks. And you want to know what the difference is? Here's a headline, New York Times. This difference between Republicans and Democrats. Headline, Biden raises bounty for Nicolas Maduro to $25 million. Why did Biden do that? As cover to extend what's called TPS, Temporary Protected Status, to 600,000 Venezuelan migrants. In other words, they were trying to get Venezuelan Democrat voters here. They looked at them and said, wow, these people are idiots. They voted for a socialist. We definitely need them here. We need to get them here. What is the difference between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Here's Kamala Harris 2019. What's happened, this is a tweet. She's pledging, y'all, to bring the entire Venezuelan nation here because Maduro is a dictator. Here's what she writes in her tweet. What's happening in Venezuela is a crisis. The people who have fled Maduro's dictatorial regime deserve safety and protection. As president, I would immediately extend TPS status to Venezuelans. Not some Venezuelans, all Venezuela. How many are we talking? Yeah, about 30 million. It's the right thing to do, she said. She was going to bring them all here. America must show moral leadership in this hemisphere. Trump took a look at the same problem and agreed that America must show more moral leadership in the hemisphere. But instead of bringing 30 million here and flooding red states and purple states with them so as to build a permanent Chinese-style one-party system of total oppression, Trump went, wait a minute. You mean, if I'm going to protect the people of Venezuela from Maduro, I don't have to bring all 30 million of them here, as Her Highness Kamala Harris promised. No, I'll just bring Maduro. Now, Venezuelans have a 30% welfare use rate once they hit American soil. So that's roughly 10 million Venezuelans that you'd have to pay for the rest of your life under Kamala Harris. Democrats wanted you to pay for welfare for 10 million Venezuelans. So that's out of the 30 million they intended to bring here because Maduro is a bad guy. Trump went, well, if I want to protect Venezuelans and fix the hemisphere, could I just bring Maduro here? I mean, yeah, we'll have to pay for him for the rest of his life, his incarceration, but be a lot cheaper than the $30 million that Kamala pledged to bring here. See the difference between the parties? That's why the Democrats are screaming bloody murder. Again, Kamala want to bring all 30 million Venezuelans to America to protect them from Maduro. Trump's like, well, shoot, I'll just pick up Maduro. I already got a warrant for his arrest anyway. And that's what the Democrats are ignoring here. They had court orders for all of this. So the Democrats are pretending, this is a big game of pretend, that what they need is just Trump's got to come to them and ask Congress permission to do this. No, he does not. I'll explain coming up next.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Already the biggest in U.S. history. Still finding more Somali frauds. Daily thing now. Small Business Administration looks into it for 24 hours, finds half a billion. 24 hours. Pulls the loans. Folks, the size and scope of this is going to be massive. It's going to spread to other states. Remember what Elon Musk told us now on Joe Rogan almost 2 months ago when he was asked, hey, you know, Doge, it's a shame Doge has stopped doing its work. And Musk says, no, we haven't stopped. And listen to what we're finding. This is California.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard?
They're taking Medicaid money, he says to Rogan, putting it on Visa, you know, cash cards, sending it out to illegal immigrants to pay their bills. That's California. But back to the Somali fraud. Biggest in recorded U.S. history.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent on? There aren't any kids.
Answer the question. Are there children? There's no children inside this building.
Potentially the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history is taking place in Minnesota as literally billions of dollars have been funneled through Somali-ran fraudulent businesses. So much fraud, it could actually almost replace the entire GDP of Somalia. These fraudsters have worked hand-in-hand with the Minnesota government as they enabled billions of dollars to be given to fraudulent businesses underneath welfare purposes. Some of this money eventually landed in the hands of terrorist groups in Somalia like the Al-Shabaab, and others enriched themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Republicans outraged by this, and they should be, including Steve Scalise, who tweeted this over the weekend. Steve Scalise is the number two ranking Republican in the House. Democrats, he tweeted, look the other way as billions of taxpayer dollars were stolen in Minnesota. The Trump administration and House Republicans are working aggressively to get answers and hold those responsible accountable. The fraud ends now. Okay, wait. Let's go back and re-look at this. Democrats, Republican Representative Scalise says, Democrats looked the other way as billions of taxpayer dollars were stolen in Minnesota. That's true. It's probably why Tim Walz is going to suspend his gubernatorial campaign today. Probably. That's what they think he's going to do. That's the rumor. All right. Democrats looked the other way as billions of taxpayer dollars were stolen in Minnesota. Okay, but Steve-O, where did those dollars come from, my friend? Steve-O does not know. Where'd they come from? Well, the Biden administration. Yeah. In what budget was that? Oh, the one you whipped the votes for, Steve. He doesn't mention that in his interviews on Fox News when he sounds righteously indignant. Yeah, see, that's what happens when you pass the Biden-Pelosi budget again and again and again and again instead of your own. Do you remember when Kevin McCarthy screwed us over? We had put together our own spending package. He snuck over to the Biden White House and said, nah, we like the Democrat plan better. Republicans got mad, threw him out of speaker. Why? Because they wanted to do their own bill instead of extending Joe Biden's and Nancy Pelosi's and then finding out what was in it. So Mike Johnson, who I called Mike the Knife, said, hey, I'll let you do your own Republican budget. We don't need to pass Joe Biden's budget, Nancy Pelosi's anymore. We'll do our own. So he got elected. And then with Democrat votes, went right back to passing the Biden-Pelosi budget. What was in it? Somali fraud. Massive Somali fraud. So now we know what's in it. How can we stop it? Steve-O didn't get to that in his interview. Let's see. We can stop passing the Democrats' budget. It's called a CR. And what they do is called a continuing resolution. They simply extend it, allowing the Democrats and their Somali interest groups. It's going to be all their interest groups. The Somali group's just the only one we're paying attention to right now. There's going to be a lot more. To rob Americans blind. Again, who funded that? Democrats. Wrong answer. Republicans. What does this mean? Well, here's what I would ask Steve Scalise. Do you and Speaker Johnson even know what you are funding? Clearly not. Are they complicit? Probably not. Probably. But do you remember what happened? Because, see, I do. When Republicans got really, really mad that Mike Johnson kept passing, as with Steve Scalise whipping the votes, the Democrats' budget instead of our own after the Donald Trump near landslide. Anybody remember? Because I remember. Republicans tried to throw Mike the Knife out. Why is Mike the Knife still Speaker? Because Democrats voted as a bloc to keep him. What does Mike the Knife do in exchange for that? He doesn't ask too many questions about what's in the continuing resolution. Turns out massive Somali fraud. They were defrauding you. So here's the question. We have been in charge of funding these programs since 2023. We have been in charge of putting fraud controls on these programs since 2023. It is now 2026. Will we finally pass our own budget so we can cut out the Somali fraud and all of the other fraud we're going to find too, so that we can actually put controls on these programs? Oh, no. When's the deadline? February. See, what the Republicans keep doing, folks, and you've seen this, Mike Johnson screws around, Steve Scalise screws around. They don't put together appropriations bills, so we can go in and cut this stuff. We can put financial controls on it. We can stop the money. And then they wait to the last minute after going usually on a very long vacation. And then they go, oh, no. Oh, no. The government will shut down. We have to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget again and find out what's in it. And then the Somalis find out what's in it. $9 billion. Or, as Elon Musk put it, about somewhere between $100 billion and $200 billion in fraud every year.
The single biggest thing that they're worried about is that Doge is going to turn off fraudulent payments of entitlements. Everything from Social Security, Medicare, disability, Small Business Administration loans, turn them off to illegals. Okay, this is the thing that why they really hit my guts and want me to die.
And do you think that's billions, hundreds of billions? What do you think the scale is of that?
I think across the country, it's well north of 100 billion, maybe 200 billion.
That's annual, just so you know. So again, when you hear the Republicans go on TV and whine about what victims they are, ask them who signed the check. Ask them who did the budget. They've been in charge. You would not know that, though, to watch Newsmax or Fox News, but I knew it. I knew it. So, hey, I'm the one who said we can't keep passing Nancy Pelosi's budget. We got to stop that. So I don't want to hear these people yapping about Democrats did this. No, you funded it. You did. Every one of those programs could have been cut. And we could have also put fraud. We could do anything we want when we write the budget. When Nancy Pelosi writes the budget, we just vote for it like fools. We can't. So we passed it. We found out what's in it, and it needs to stop now. And I'm here to tell you, if we pass another CR, another continuation of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's budget in February, I'm going to lose my damn mind. Okay. So Venezuela, Marco Rubio, and it's like he's living in an alternate universe. The mainstream media is pretending we went to war with Venezuela. When you notice Marco Rubio, he's talking about what we're doing in Venezuela. He keeps mentioning things like court orders and warrants and things like that. Why? Because we got those before we picked up Maduro. And because, listen, just because you stole the Venezuelan election, you only won 30% of the vote. Your opponent won 70, but you strong-armed, took over the country anyways. You shot the protesters. Just because you're head of state does not mean that the indictments don't apply to you. Democrats are trying to figure this, are trying to confuse people. Well, it's an act of war. No, it's not. Went in there with an arrest warrant. And Democrats know this because they put a $25 million bounty on his head. On the poster from the Biden DEA, it says the bounty is payable for information leading to his what? Arrest. What did Trump do? Arrest him. And they know this. They know this. And I'm still getting emails, just bizarre emails. Well, he had to ask congressional approval. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Wait, you show me. Where in the Constitution does it say that to take military action, the president needs congressional approval? Go ahead, send it to me. For all of you texting me this morning, he needs congressional. No, he doesn't. But take the challenge. Send it to me. Where does it say before he can use the military, the president needs congressional approval? Good. Spend your morning figuring that out. You're not going to find it because he doesn't. He does not need congressional approval. Here's Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor and Democrat, explaining this to Democrats. He writes, Senator Tim Kaine told Fox that the Constitution does not give the president the right to initiate military action. That is entirely incorrect, he says. The Constitution does not give a president the right to declare war. However, presidents are allowed to use military force without such a declaration. And when they go in there with both arrest warrants and court orders that allow them to blockade those ships with the oil, you got no leg to stand on. So Democrats are simply left trying to confuse people. That's all they got. They don't have anything else besides that. But here's one of my favorites on this. The Democrats screaming about regime change in Venezuela. Here's a Venezuelan explaining that Maduro was not kidnapped by Donald Trump. Venezuela was kidnapped by Maduro.
People are criticizing Trump for what he did in Venezuela. They say he bombed and kidnapped our president. No. Let me be clear. That man was never our president. He is a dictator. We didn't vote for him. Our elections were stolen. And when we protested, our kids were sent to prison. Minors were tortured. Girls were forced to prostitute themselves in prisons just to get food, to get a piece of bread. And where were all of you then? Where were all of you, liberals? Where were all of you? Where were all of you? You said nothing. You did nothing. But now you suddenly care about international law? I mean, now you all talk about human rights? Maduro didn't lead Venezuela. He kidnapped an entire country. So, no, Trump didn't kidnap anyone. No, he did not. He removed our kidnapper. And for that, we're thankful. You can divide politics all you want. But don't tell Venezuelans, do not tell Venezuelans how to feel about being free from a dictatorship.
He seems pretty worked up.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.